you two ladies from Scotland?
Ah, it's Wales, you idiot.
Okay, are you two Wales from Scotland then?
I wanna take things slow. Put my mind in cruise control.
Friday night and I was feeling aight. Yep, downtown Atlanta, big city, bright lights. Mixing Henny with the Sprite while I'm drinking and driving. No police lights, no police sirens. I'm headed to the club, looking for a freak. Spread a little love and spread a couple cheeks. Pull up to the spot, 26s like bam. Eyes on me like, bitch, do you see him? Stroll through the front door, headed to the bip. Bought a couple bottles and I took a couple sips. And open up the room and what do I see? A nice round butt and a pair of double D's. So I crept up like Shawty was happening. You killing that dress and I love it with a passion. Then she turned around and her face was aight. She had a gap tooth and a mean overbite. But I was like,
If I take one more drink, I'm gonna end up fucking you. Is that what you wanna do, Shawty? If I take one more drink, I'm gonna
end up welcome to episode. Benny, what episode is this?
I don't know, bro. Death keeps count.
Episode 152.
151.
It's only 151 of the cruise control. Death, come on, man.
Should have played the JID song. 151, run 50, run 150, dun dun.
Shut up. I got to do this intro now, man.
Come on, man. We a team.
Welcome to episode 151 of the Cruise Control podcast. Show. My name is sitting to my right. the chest above the breast. The best above the test. It's your boy Chess.
He a 69 guy.
What is that again?
He a 69 guy.
Who are you?
He a 69 guy.
Woo, shit, my man sent me.
Euphoria. Sitting in my body. is him. Himothy.
What are you willing to sacrifice?
A cannoli is... Cannoli Cruz is in the building.
Oh, man.
Sitting directly across from me with a weighted vest on. He weighs 110 pounds right now as we speak.
Bentito Thos, man. Weight does
Ozempic great. Valentine.
And llama. Llama.
Bendito is in the building. Bendito, how you doing?
Good.
I lost 10 pounds too.
Yo, shut up, man. You got me doing this because you're over here lethargic looking. Look at his lethargy, everybody. He's got his lethargy out.
Yeah, put your lethargy
put
away.
Put a blur around my waist because my lethargy's on right now.
Yeah, cover that lethargy up. There's kids around. Good Lord, man. Dev is just completely out of it.
You missed it one, dude. How you gonna miss?
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Shout out to the Edner Extraordinaire. Editor Extraordinaire.
Edner.
I went too fast.
Edneter Scrooge.
The Editor Extraordinaire. The white above the flight. Half white. Yo, Dev, we could add 19 white songs,
yeah,
and to his intro, and everything would be funny. It's just it's the gift that keeps on giving.
And he loves every single one of those songs. Like he truly is passionate about Chumbawamba, the big thumb.
He probably be dancing like that boy from what's that movie that Chris Rock did?
Head of State.
No, the John that you sent.
Pootie Tang.
Pootie Tang. Remember the boy in the food truck.
The hot
dancing to
their bowl.
To the no music. That's how Isaac be.
There goes my hero is crazy.
Def.
Yo.
What are you doing? Are you drinking dirty water right now?
Nah, everybody listen. When you hung over, you drink.
I hate people like this, dude.
Liquid IV. Have you had Liquid IV, Bendito?
Yes.
Puts you right back on the map.
Right back on the map.
I could do a 10K right now. Let me finish this.
There's so much sodium in that.
Look at this boy, sodium over here. This boy, a health guru now. He a sodium dietitian. Cruise. Are you in nutrition class right now? No,
I'm
I am.
Saying, like, do y'all read labels?
No, I am.
I've been keeping up so much on my sodium intake, you know, making sure my sugar is as low.
This joint is only 45 calories. Fuck with me.
You know how many calories oatmeal got?
How many?
Negative 12. Every time you eat a bowl of oatmeal, you lose negative 12 calories. That's why I'm like this.
This song got 500 milligrams.
That means Benny's been eating tubs full of oatmeal every day.
That is a lot of sodium.
500 milligrams of sodium.
For some powder, that's crazy. Like, y'all need to get it together.
I'm in nutrition class. IV. How many nutrition classes do you think David took?
Every single
negative
one.
12.
Negative 12.
Every answer on David's nutrition test was oatmeal. And he got 100. Yeah, man, I'm in nutrition. I know all of this stuff already, man. I just took my first nutrition test the other day. They had me
really?
Reading. They had me, yeah, I got an 85. They had me reading the back of labels and shit like that. I was so sick.
How many nutrition bones in the body then?
Your nutrition bones connected to your thigh bone.
Exactly.
All right, bet that. Nah, man, I'm hungover.
That's 85% correct.
I'm hungover, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I came to the
cruise. Are you so lethargic with probably the best haircut he's ever had?
No, facts.
On the pot.
Nah, is that a compliment I hear?
Amazing, brother.
Put me on the amazing, brother.
This is from your same barber?
And the haircut shop, yeah.
Shout out to the barber.
Shout out to Chris the Barber, man.
Shout out to Chris the Barber.
That is the best haircut you've had.
Barber is no longer blind.
It wasn't Chris. It was, listen, I was asking for these haircuts, correct? You go to your barber. My barber could cut. I was asking for the haircuts. I just needed to find my.
I actually been to Chris. He can cut.
Chris could cut. Chris the Barber, come fuck with him.
Okay.
That's my boy. But
yeah,
obviously, Chris is. Me and him, we have a lot of conversations, and he's like, listen, I'm not the barber to be like, I think you'll look better with this. He's like, I'm the barber that if a client comes up and they ask for a haircut, I will give them that haircut because that's what I'm here for, like for the client. So he's like, he was giving
you the haircut that you were articulating you wanted.
Right.
So now, you walked in, you pointed at the joint, you're like, give me the cheekless cut. I've been doing that for years.
I want zero joints for the rest of my life. He said, I got you.
give me negative 12 Johns.
To go into a barbershop and ask for a cut that you can get no girls is crazy. Yeah, I walked into the barbershop lethargic, man.
Because this is more like a low fade type John.
Mm-hmm.
Versus and you were getting, what, like the taper.
Right, but I was also
tapering the edges and keeping it.
I was also getting the fade, but I wasn't getting like a skin fade at the bottom.
Right.
I was getting like a higher up fade.
Right.
Like a number one all around.
Like a number two, number one. So it was coming in, my hair grows quick. So it would grow quicker. And then when I come to the stew the next week, that shit would be back.
Remember when you had the Stephen A. Smith cut?
Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Not too long ago. And everybody should go back and look at the YouTube. And remember when you had that?
Where can they find us on YouTube, though, they?
Follow us on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram.
At the Cruise Control Show. Y'all think because I know we don't really be going back. Y'all think when I do this, Isaac actually be putting a button in, or no, my hand is just randomly
He's
here?
He's doing right now preacher curls.
While getting a tattoo on the other side of it.
he's doing preacher curls right now. He's getting a tattoo of preacher curls. Follow us at the Cruise Control Show. Listen, we need your support. We are moments away from going the most viral we've ever gone. And listen, when Benny gets this to this bread that we about to get from all these endorsements, the size of his vape that he's going to buy is going to be spectacular.
A refrigerator vape.
Have you ever seen?
Benny's going to walk like, around with a suitcase.
You know the bass guitars that they put on the floor?
Yeah. He's doing this on purpose.
But it's going to be a vape, dude.
How does the bass sound, Benny?
He said,
That beat was tough, though.
It was.
It was.
Yeah, I was rocking.
I was about to start drumming.
Yeah. And he gonna come in here faking like a flute.
What was I saying? When you had the Stephen A. Smith, your forehead was insane looking. Mm. But it's weird how your forehead.
The fro, right? The fro joint that I had?
That's what you call it?
When I had my, I let my hair grow and I was picking it out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I wouldn't call that a fro. I would call that a welcome to first take.
Mm-hmm.
A catastrophe.
It was. And look, yo, you can see through his glasses.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I can see your eyes. Dude. You have beautiful eyes, man.
Man, you guys are complimenting today. I'm not hungover anymore.
Amazing, brother.
I'm hard. I'm not hungover no more, fellas. Thank you guys. Everybody needs to watch the YouTube and comment. Like, am I in my baggie? Is this Dev's form?
It's just weird how like the haircut makes all the difference in the world, because now your forehead, I mean, it's crazy. But it's not like that crazy as it was when you had the Stephen A. Smith. No. I don't do what you tell me to do.
Y'all hat boys in this joint. They can't see Bendito. He also got a hat.
His hair lost weight.
It did. And John got a weighted vest on trying to get it back.
How your hair got a weighted do-rag on.
Weighted do-rag. He was crazy.
I'm so hungover.
Yeah, why are you hungover?
Yo, listen.
On episode 151.
151. When I tell y'all, it was an absolute, like, I want y'all to picture a movie and then put me in there. Because that's what it was last night, bro. It was, why you look like Raven Baxter when she gets
I'm picturing a premonition? You in a movie. I'm picturing you in a movie.
Right.
Holes.
Two shoes, two tokens in there.
I can see you being in holes.
That's crazy. That is. Monster! You gonna allow this to happen on episode 151, Benny? You're not gonna say nothing?
Peter is dumb.
Your damage is done, bro.
He said, I could picture you in holes. It's crazy. Nah, listen. So last night, me and my homie Big B, y'all know Big B, I talk about him on the pod a lot. We hung out, we went to the city. He wanted to try out that F1 arcade joint. You ever heard about that?
No. Mm-hmm.
So in the city, they have F1 racing arcade. So it's like they have the simulators where you get in and you drive the F1 cars.
Yeah.
Drinks and food, whatever you want, right? So we did some races, we had a couple drinks, we went next door to this barcade, had a couple drinks, ate some food, went to another bar. It was like mostly white people, called like Magellan's or something.
Yeah,
sounds about right.
Popping, it was fun. I had a good time in there because they was playing like all this white, like all of half white sounders. Like, go ahead, Dave, let me.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Played that joint over the speaker. Everybody was in their bag. I got on the tunes. I played some Kendrick and I played some Bad Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
It was over. I added the flavor to the news. I added the flavor to the people that you should have seen them. And they bagged. They just was so used to hearing, it's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Right.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
That when they got a little, you know, flavor in their lives, it was popping. Mm-hmm. So then.
You really think you're a DJ, Deb.
So then I just like playing music. I like when music.
Corny, bro.
I like when music makes people go. You know what I'm saying? Music makes people happy. It brings me joy that music that I picked. It's a part
of
the
simply
vibe.
Play Kendrick. He's like a top five artist in the world.
Yeah.
Great job, Dev.
I say Bad Bunny, too.
Congrats. Another top five artist in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell y'all, Bad Bunny, he might not be top five. He might just be top one, right?
Mm.
So after the bar, right, I hit up Mooga Sticks, a.k.a. Beans. I said, Beans, where you at? He's like, yo, listen, they having this, there's a Latin night at this bar that we're gonna go to.
What was the name? Because you was just at McGillicuddy's or whatever.
Right. It was so Spanish that I have to.
I need to know the name so I can just in my brain. This is a movie.
Yeah.
Dev's in a movie.
Starring.
So what's that? What's the top of that joint say?
Craft Hall.
No, I'm saying what's the flyer say at the top though?
No me quiero ir de aquí.
That was the name of the party. Mm. So obviously Spanish.
Yeah. Obviously.
Spanish. But it was at Craft Hall.
I'm going to the Spanish gibberish party. What Dev said in
it was
head.
It was at Craft Hall right next to Rivers Casino, right? So he's like, yo, come in. They're watching the Bad Bunny concert. It's live streaming from Puerto Rico. They got it on Amazon Music, and then it's going to be music and dancing, whatever. So we head to this John. Get in, get the wristband on. When I tell y'all, we enter the bar, and it was like just rows of Rican Johns, just Spanish Johns in general.
Wow.
It was just
a gaggle of them.
I was lethargic when I walked in. Mm-hmm. Right? I was like, what's going on here? I walked in on Nueva Yo off his new album. I played that on the cruise control. When I tell y'all these Johns, everybody pulled out one of them scratchy things that you play with the, you feel me? Everybody pulled one of them Johns out. Everybody had one. I didn't know you needed to get in. You needed one to get into the bar. Everybody pulled one out. Start scratching instantaneously.
Except for me. When I walked in, I had ba-doom, doom, 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 doom.
Only one in there with a bass. Ba-doom, doom, 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 doom. The FIO came on. It was booty time. Mm-hmm. It was booty con.
Right.
Right? It was lethargic. I was lethargic. Right? So you just walk in. People going crazy. It was so packed in that hall. So it was like a main hall area. Mm. And then there was like a bar in the front of the building. So we had to leave that hall area because we got there a little late. So it was like shoulder to shoulder. And everybody wanted to dance. So we was like, all right, we got to go to the other bar where we can get some space and like get easier access to drinks, whatever.
So I would have stood right where the dancer was, Dad.
How you would have been?
You ever seen somebody in the middle of a dance floor with a bass, floor bass?
Not even paying attention to the
dancing
around
with the bass.
So we go to this bar.
So you go to the chill area.
And the chill area is not even chill, bro. It's just got more space and easier access to the bar. So we go to that John. John's just losing their mind. Start scratching the joint again. So it's a great time. Like, it's a good vibe. I loved it because, you know, culturally, that's we're Rican, man. That's us. That's our lifestyle. Like, our families are from there. So just seeing everybody love and dance with each other. Nobody was mad. The vibes was right. Everybody was buying drinks and just having a good time. Everybody knew the music. I knew the music. I love Bad Bunny. So I was hearing the music. I'm like, man, this is a vibe. Like, this shit is crazy. Talking to random Johns, like, just having a great time. My man B was there. He was probably like one or two Morenos that was in that John. There was only like two black people in that John. There was like, you know, 5 to 6 white people. Everybody else was straight Rican, Dominican, Cuban, like whatever. Like, it was just a lot of Latinx people. But let me tell y'all, when the night totally flipped, when I tell y'all, it was a movie, and then it became a 4D motion picture directed by
Ridley Scott.
Yeah,
bro, Bad Bunny brought out Mark Anthony on stage. Did you happen to see this?
I fell asleep by that time. Not gonna lie, I took a melatonin. Like I was watching this this thing on Prime Video, but
listen.
I had to get my 8.
I encourage everybody to go online later on today, whenever you listen to this, if you watch it on YouTube, listen on Spotify, Apple Pod, just watch when he brings out Mark Anthony. Oh my, like, it went in, like,
everybody pulled out a ba-doom-doom-doom-doom.
Everybody turned into one of the scratchy Johns and start playing themselves like this.
Stop saying the scratchy Johns.
I don't know the name of the instrument.
It's a guido.
It's a guido. What is it called?
A weedle.
A weedle. Everybody turned into a weedle and start playing themselves.
It's like,
bro,
an instrument. It's made of like a hollowed out. It almost looks like a
pine cone,
like a gourd or something like that.
Yeah.
Pine cone is,
and you scratch it. It sounds like almost like a zipper. Mm-hmm. And it just,
and it's lit. It's get the party
and
going.
And it's just a Puerto Rican,
yo,
instrument.
Mark Anthony came.
Everybody
out.
Everybody turned into that instrument, Dad.
Mark Anthony came out. And here's the thing, right?
And you could see all this clearly because you got these glasses. Did you wear these glasses last night?
I did, and this haircut.
And you wore this haircut? You didn't grab the other one off the shelf. You put on this specific haircut.
I had to. I said, Chris,
so
hook me up.
So what happened, like...
Oh, I was rapping to Jones for sure. Yeah. It was different. Jones was... Here's what I'm saying.
Were they coming up to you?
Yes. Yeah. It was different.
I keep looking over at Benny. I just want to see if you...
I don't know, yo.
Liz, look. We got people that was there. Ask Beans. You can hit up Beans later. You can ask...
No. Ask Big B. I'm asking you.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if y'all don't believe me...
Did you grab any numbers first?
I didn't. I did not. I'll be real with y'all. I was talking to the Spanish Jones, though, but I didn't grab any numbers.
Were you scared to ask?
No. It wasn't that I was scared to ask. I was vibing and like, I don't know. It didn't occur. Like, I wasn't pushing for it, I guess. Oh, man. I guess if somebody interests me enough, then yeah, I'll ask for it. But I just wasn't interested.
You're not going to know if they interest you enough unless you get to.
No, but I'm saying as I was talking to them a little bit, I'm like. My thing is like when I'm starting a conversation, I like the conversation to continue. And like, I don't want to be the one feeling like I have to continue I have to keep it going. Mm-hmm. I like a person who knows how to have a conversation.
Dude, you got me lethargic right now with all this nonsense you're saying.
Yo, so you go with glasses clear, new cut, still.
Glasses clear.
Still zero cheeks, bro.
The spray.
Yeah, bro. Windshield wipers on the glasses.
What is it gonna take? Did you wear these sneaks?
No.
Show the camera these sneaks. Put your feet up.
No, these are just these. I just threw these on because it's the Eagles day. So I'm like,
Are Nike slippers?
These are chanclas that transform into sneakers when you press a button.
Those are Nike Weedos.
All right, you can play the front of them, Jones.
These are my everyday sneakers.
What did you have on your feet? We got to do a full body assessment at this point. Pause.
I had on the Nike. At night it got cold. So I brought my Eagles hoodie. Listen, I brought my Eagles hoodie.
Okay.
Right. So I had the Eagles hoodie on. I had jeans on. And then I had black and gold, like Nike Johns.
Light jeans or dark jeans?
Light. My stomach is grumbling right now. It was like the baby, you know, them powder blue or like them light blue Johns.
And black and gold sneakers.
Yeah, well, the shirt that I had on before I threw the hoodie on was black and gold. So it matched the sneakers. But right. Then when I threw the Eagles hoodie on, it didn't. So.
So you was out there dressed like a toddler.
Yeah, with the hoodie on and the.
Yeah. That explains it. You was almost there, though. I'll give you props, yo. You was almost there.
But no, so just to get into the night and then we can, whatever.
When they, like, y'all care so much about my cheeks. Pause.
Come on.
Yo,
we don't.
At this point, Dev, we all share the same pee-pee with you at this point. Your pee-pee's my pee-pee.
Right.
I want you to
succeed. Are you your brother's pee-pee keeper?
I am my brother's pee-pee keeper. And then, so if you're wondering why the investment, why we would take 10 minutes to ask you every article of clothing you had on, it's because of that.
That is crazy. Y'all see really, you. What kind of socks you had on?
We want to see you succeed. Like, in my head, I'm like, we need to buy you a chain as a Christmas gift or something. You need accessorizing. You need hoodies.
Do I need an accessory, though?
The clear glasses is a good start.
Yeah. Do you wear a watch?
I got the John that mom bought me this, though. So,
but that's a bracelet. You don't have a watch.
Yeah, you need a watch.
There's like little things, Dev, that will take your cheek ability to the next level, dude.
Yeah. You got to put some money on your wrist.
Yeah. Now we started the episode giving you compliments. Let's build you up. This haircut, take a 360 degree picture of it. Replicate every week.
Yeah, put up 17 pictures inside the barbershop and point at them every time.
All you making different silly faces.
What you want today, though?
Just point at a different one. It's going to be the same picture, but just point at a different one every time.
I'll take this one.
Replicate that. Keep the glasses clean. Okay?
Okay. Okay, what's three?
I would say no hoodies, bro.
It was
you gotta
I know. Like, I know. Listen, like I said, I had the black and gold t-shirt underneath. You know, I came prepared.
Like when you said it got cold, I'm like, damn, it was like 79 degrees by the night.
You wasn't outside.
And I feel like if you're wearing a dark t-shirt and dark sneakers, you got to have like a dark jean to go with it.
Darker jean, yeah.
You can't wear the powder blue
jean. I don't
jean.
Like the black with the, because either all the jeans that I have were blue. So I don't like the black with the blue. I don't like that vibe.
You need to diversify your jean color set.
Mm-hmm. I
get you a pair of tan jeans. Get you a pair of
tan jeans. It's crazy. I never heard black of tan jeans.
Def. I got tan jeans.
Def.
You tangerine.
Listen.
You a tangerine?
Yo, he might be on to something.
Just listen.
Isn't that
God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason?
Isn't that
listen twice as much as you speak?
He gave you two lips. Isn't that chinos? Isn't that what they call? They're called chinos. Those pants, those tan pants.
No, there's denim jeans that are just different colors. They just dye them a different color.
Okay. All right.
Need you a pair of black jeans. You need you a pair of tan jeans.
I got the black jeans. Y'all the ones that said they was too faded.
Then get new black no jeans. More.
Yeah, go buy jeans.
Yeah, yeah. You got chalk zone jeans.
I'm a one jean boy.
Yo. What do you wear them today,
huh?
Just get a new pair of black jeans. But anyway,
go ahead.
We're invested, so you want to finish the. Go ahead, finish the jaunt. We will stop with the cheek endeavor. How did you feel about Bad Bunny's artistry and stature as an artist, having gone to this? Because he did this. He did this live stream of his final show. He's been doing this residency in Puerto Rico, and people are having watch party. I mean, we're here in Philly. It was like a massive event.
It was crazy. I saw that.
Do you think about his stature after?
I love that he's puts the culture first. I feel like so. Like if you watch the show, it's like a party on stage. Like it's contained like madness, I guess you can say. Like everybody's on stage, it's like a house, everybody's sitting on there, all the dancers are vibing, he's got the DJ there, and he's just walking around on stage bringing out, like, I think he brought out like Daddy Yankee last night, I think he brought out Mark Anthony, Wisin Yandel I think was there as well. Like he just brought out like everybody, but it was just like a party. Like he just left and then they were on stage having a party, having a good time, and then the stadium was just filled to the brim With
jefes and jefas.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Jefitos and bases. Floor bases. The camera panned to two floor bases and two seats next to each other. Nobody was occupying them. They just bought their own tickets. But it was crazy though. And it reminded me a lot of when we saw the Pop Out John. But the Pop Out John was more like a battle. It was a hip hop battle.
Yeah.
So you expected it to be like popping. This was just off the strength of like I'm him. Like I'm
did
him.
Kendrick do his in the jar where he did Not Like Us like seven times in a row?
Yeah, that was
and that was on Prime, right?
Yeah, that was on Prime, yeah.
Prime low key, they've been having some jaws. I wonder how much Bad Bunny got for this. What the contract was.
Muchacho.
Yeah, the bag filled the stadium.
His jaw had to be crazy.
Yeah. It was because he was lethargic counting all that bag.
Low key, I would want to see the numbers between Kendrick's Prime Video John versus this. This might have outdone that.
It might have.
He's a more global artist.
Yes.
Than Kendrick, I would say.
Yes.
If I had to guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
And it was just like you said, I was impressed with the production value, the stage set, the quality of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it just looked like a fun environment.
Yeah.
That's the thing with some of these artists. Like, you don't even have to know the language to just access the fun.
The vibe was there, man. The vibe was there. It was such a good time. Mark Anthony came out. Like, the thing about Mark Anthony is that I hear so much about him from, like, Dede Rosie, from Mom, Dede Diana. Like, they always talk about going to his concerts and, like, how popping they was. Mm-hmm. That was, like, their Bad Bunny. Like, he was him. He was a global phenomenon at one point. So, like, when they brought him out and everybody, older, younger generation, everybody was just in their bag and he started doing some of his hits, I was like, I couldn't believe it. It was just so crazy to me just to see, like, the energy in the room. And it was tough, man, just to see people that look just like us that vibe just like us, that joke around just like us, everybody in one room just having a good time vibing. It felt cool.
I mean, that's cool that you got to experience that. And it sounded like, was that on the plan or you just kind of stumbled into that?
Stumbled into that.
So that's cool that you ended up having that experience. Now, I will say, right at the beginning, when you're like, I'm hungover, I hate people that are like that, the hungover people. Mm. Like, it just annoys me, but you was in your drink bag? You was taking shots, beer?
Yeah.
Both?
Yeah, I was drinking mostly beer, but, you know, if somebody says you're taking shots and they offer you a shot, you tend to take it, you know what I'm saying? Pause.
Did you buy anybody else a shot?
No! And my Mark Anthony voice. I did not. No, I'll stay.
Okay. Wasn't that kind of night. All right, well.
It was fun, though, man. I encourage everybody to watch that, John. Bad Bunny is definitely him. You're definitely going to dance. You're definitely going to hear some good music. And it was a vibe, man. It was just a vibe. Totally different than what I expected and how the night was going to go. Totally different.
And now you're hungover. You forced me to do the intro because you weren't ready. You're drinking your liquid IV.
Yes.
Liquid sodium.
What are you? Are you upset? Shout out Rumble Me?
I mean, I just want us to all be fit. You know what I mean? We challenged each other. I'm over here basically pencil thin right now. Am I the only one trying? I mean, I see Benny's got on his weighted do-rag.
Yeah, that's crazy. Pencil thin is crazy, Dave.
Pack of pencils.
Ticonderoga.
That's crazy.
Number two.
What's the jumbo pencils the teacher gives the kindergarten?
Those were terrible pencils, yo. The super jumbo ones?
Yeah.
They didn't even write good.
Yeah.
And you couldn't like sharpen them appropriately. They had those round edges.
You had to use a machete to sharpen the fucking pencil.
I wrote my best when the pencil was dotty dumb sharp. I was that person that was staying at the pencil sharpener and just make sure that it was like razor thin pointed pencil.
Mm.
I wasn't doing a quick 3 second John. Mine was like the pencil would just come down to like this much.
His pencil is this much, y'all.
No, my other pencil.
He got this on his pencil. Sharpen it. And get his pencil.
My other pencil's full of lead. But you know what I didn't mess with in school?
What?
The
mechanical pencils?
Yeah.
I always, as soon as they were a thing, I was clicking away.
That was you look like a mechanical pencil bull.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
I'm going to say that's weird, but.
Mystic violence.
When you was in school, you had the sharpener that you had to actually turn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that was on the wall.
Yeah.
I come from a different era.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You had to raise your hand to go sharpen your pencil.
I had to raise my hand, dude.
All I had to do was click twice. I had a new pencil.
Whoop-de-doo, Basil.
Why you mad? You mad? Dev,
you didn't even use a pencil, dude.
I didn't even care. Other than that, John, whatever. Marker, color pencil, crayon.
That, John. Dude, your schoolwork with a marker is crazy, dude.
I really
was in a class with six other kids?
No.
In a special classroom that was all the way down the hall?
Come on, man. We're not going to do this. I was frying in school. I was him. Himothy. Himberg.
Mm. What happened?
I'm back and getting my second degree right now. I'm still smart.
Did you get on a different bus after school?
No. You were the bus.
Was it smaller?
You were the bus after school.
So did they randomly, did you leave the house? Let me ask you a question. Did you leave the house for school and you get there and they put a helmet on you?
No.
Okay.
Remember,
shoulder straps.
2 degrees. Let's not forget that. All right. I'm working on 2 degrees.
You don't even know what you're saying. You're hungover.
Yeah, that's true. I am hungover.
Mm-hmm. But you did love social studies. We know that.
We know that. And I lost more weight than David. We know that.
All right, check in.
Yeah, where y'all at?
I lost 10 pounds.
Slow your roll, dude.
You like how he said no and his face shook. He lost 0 pounds.
That was aggressive. Where y'all at?
How much pounds you lost, Benny?
He asked us first. Respect. Go first.
I said it. I lost 10 pounds. And our month check-in was last Wednesday, the 17th. So for those who are keeping along, we started on, what's it, October or August 17th.
Yeah.
September 17th, we checked back in. I lost 10 pounds.
I think that all was in haircut and whatever you wiped off your glasses. That's how you lost 10 pounds.
The film. Have 10 pounds of dust on your glasses is crazy, though.
The film on your glasses and the haircut got you 10 pounds lost. Congrats.
I think I'm down 13 right now.
You think?
Yeah, because when I texted y'all.
You texted us the day before the 17th, and you were down 10 pounds.
So I'm down 13 now.
What does Ozempic taste like? Like, does it have like a flavors or?
Bro, it's not. It's called
like Berry Blast or something.
Berry Blast.
Berry Blast Ozempic. Yeah, you put
Wild
it in the
cherry
water
Pepsi.
Bottle.
So when you're enjoying your rock and mango Ozempic,
your Beach Blast, your Island Fresh. Why are you hating on him? He's losing weight. They.
Yeah, I went from a 2X shirt to a large shirt, bro. Over the past couple months.
Dev.
Put your L's up.
Dev.
L's up.
That is a lot of weight, though. That's unhealthy.
I'm giving you the brother look.
That's unhealthy, though.
I don't even have to say
what,
words.
In a month?
Berry Blast.
Berry Blast.
That's only 3 more pounds of what you lost in a month.
Benny Blast.
How's that unhealthy?
No, you said 2 months. You said you went down for two t-shirt
sizes. No. This has been, of course, over the whole summer and all that. I went down 2 t-shirt sizes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought
saying
you went
like
down
as a
2
whole.
T-shirt sizes in a month.
Yeah, that's because you
I was
said
going
two.
To send you to the doctor.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, bro. I wouldn't scary. Be sitting in front of y'all if I lost 2 t-shirt sizes in a month.
Llama. I just lost another t-shirt size dude this episode.
Sitting here?
Llama.
Yeah. No.
I'm a medium.
Pepsi.
When I started my entire weight loss journey, I was shopping for 2Xs.
Yeah.
Now,
And we could definitely tell, Bendit, like I could tell, I wouldn't lie to you, you definitely say that you're losing weight. This
yeah, you
guy,
knees,
on the other hand.
You could tell in your kneecaps.
Yeah, my kneecaps is thin.
This guy, on the other hand, Mr. Hat over here, Mr. Big Brim Hat.
A cannoli is.
Right.
That's what's holding him back.
Instead of a spoon, he's using a cannoli to eat his oatmeal. Like, what's up with you, Pop? What are we doing? How many pounds are you down?
I'm hungover. Listen, I've been a little lethargic. On a good note, I haven't gained anything.
Okay.
But that's haven't lost.
So
much.
You stay.
I'm stuck right now. Now, if I will say, I'm not going to tell the whole story. I told Benny before we started recording. It's been a crazy, like, last 2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm. We started a month ago, so the first 2.5 weeks.
I was losing. I was frying. I went down 4 shirt sizes. And then I went back up 2.5 shirt sizes. So now my size is 2.5X. No. Why don't they make 0.5 shirt sizes?
They continue your weight.
Anyway, it's been a month.
Your weight.
As
journey.
Y'all can hear, for those of y'all who listen for me and me exclusively, y'all know my voice, the subtleties of it. I sound a little nasally. Every time I laugh, I got a little, you know.
Right.
Kakara in my throat.
So you got kaka in your throat?
Kaka.
Kakara. That sounds like an anime character.
Right.
Kakara.
Oh no, it's kakara. Yeah, I've been sick. I've not been, you know, able to do the gym and all that. So I just been, you know, oatmeal. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Practicing my bass.
Cannoli straw.
Practicing my bass, but trying to heal up. So
zero weight loss journey. This boy is not even a journey.
I will say, I've seen Dev a couple times throughout the past few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
This boy has been in the gym. Wow, we've been complimenting Dev a lot today. But I have seen you coming back from the gym, you know, fully sweated out. Dev sweats weird, though. He'll have, like, his sweat ring is, like, inverted. Mm-hmm. So this part will be dry, nearest to his neck and, like, where you sweat from. Nah. And then the bottom, like, the bottom half of his tee, Benny, would be wet. And, like, the upper half of his sweats, but then the leg part won't be sweaty at all.
I tell y'all, so that's a part of the secret. That's how I've been losing weight. But I invested in a sweat vest.
A sauna suit.
A sauna suit, yeah.
Yeah, I got one.
So I wear the sauna suit to the gym, And the only opening to the sauna suit, because everything else is really tight, is at the bottom. Mm-hmm. So it looks like I pee myself every time because all the sweat from here is just dripping down.
Is it a long sleeve or short sleeve?
A short sleeve, John.
Yeah.
So it's either on the underarm. So that's why you see my underarms be mass sweaty or it'll be sweaty like up here, like you said. But then the other opening is at the bottom of the sauna vest. So what I did is I invested in the sauna vest, and then on Amazon, they like the recommended Johns. They also got this like a cream or something that it helps you sweat more in those places. Because I never sweat around my stomach. I always sweat around my chest, but never my stomach. So I started putting it around my stomach.
The cream.
The coconut cream. That shit is crazy.
It works.
Oh my God, I be in that joint. It burns.
I believe it.
It burns, but I be in that joint sweating.
It's good, man.
Crazy.
I got the long sleeve joint. I got short sleeve and a long sleeve. And I was on the treadmill with the long sleeve one for a little while.
Bro.
And I pulled down the joint here, and it was like a faucet of sweat, bro. I was like, I'm never using this joint again.
Yeah. I would say, Dave, I would highly invest. I say invest in that. You'll lose a lot of weight doing that. Get the sauna suit joint. I can send you the link to what I bought. Buy the cream, put it on those hard to reach places that are hard to sweat around or whatever, and it'll get you going, man. I'm telling you.
You're going to be skinny mini.
You're going to be two and a half shirt sizes down. You're going to have to drive a different car.
I bought some weighted draws.
Just to sit at home because you don't be going to the gym. What you buy, weighted draws to sit in your computer chair?
It helps my stroke game.
That's tough. Send me the link.
Send me the link.
I hear y'all, man.
What do we need from you, Dave?
Listen, I'm the original weight loss bull.
Okay.
I came in here and inspired all of y'all.
He's never lost any weight in his
life. Ask Benny, who inspired him?
Benny?
Dave.
Exactly.
What about your son?
No, it was me. I was there in the hospital with him.
Yeah.
And then he seen me and he was inspired. Then he seen his son, he was even more inspired.
Yeah.
I'm the original OG weight loss. Listen, I'm just going through, you know, a recovery right now. But once I put this cream on my nipples, we back at it, dude.
Sweaty nipples.
This cream on my nipples.
Once I put this burn cream on my nipples, it's a wrap. Never seen sweat like this before. You ain't never seen sweat like this before.
Yeah, bro, get the burn. So
I just had to take it easy this week.
Yeah,
you know
what?
We didn't record last week because I was feeling under the weather. So that's backed up by real life happenings and science. I wanted to make sure nobody got sick. So
science.
I just been chilling last week. Well, you know, I wish we could have recorded. There was a big fight that happened.
Yeah,
last week.
Yo, wait, real quick. Before we get into it, because we're talking about the gym. Have y'all seen this? So there's a video. I'm going to send it to Isaac to see if he could play it for the people here. But there's this gym in Jersey. I believe it's New Jersey. But they're known around America for, like, their intensity, right? Mm. So it'll be these balls that'll just be right in your grill, like, right in your face. Like, lift the fucking it's this husky ball, like, just strong as shit. I don't give a fuck what you say. Lift the weight. The one ball, I saw a video. The one ball broke his foot. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yo, my foot is broke. I don't give a fuck about your foot. Lift that shit. He's doing curls and all that. I'm like, yo. Jeez. Yeah, the dumbbells the size of the bass that they be playing. Straight weights, right? Craziest Johns. So the one clip that's going around that's going a little viral is this boy. He's doing hammer curls on the bench. So he's sitting down. He got this big ass dumbbell and he's doing the hammer Johns. Mm-hmm. And the ball's right in his mitt. He's like, yo, lift that shit. Like the boy's son was sitting there in the in the room with him. He's like, this is your kid right here. Are you going to bury yourself in front of your son? Lift that shit up right now. Like, start talking all this shit to him.
Right.
He gets the lift up on his last rep, throws the weight down. And for some reason, he looks right into the camera. He's like, bitch, I'd rather die.
The boy that was lifting.
Yeah. That's my fucking son right there. And his kid is like looking around on his iPad. And like they've been putting that clip to like different things like Jalen Hurts and like different football players. But it made me laugh because people are like, that's their, like, it makes me think, like, motivation wise, like, is that, like, that don't get me motivated. I don't know about y'all, Yeah. But if Bull was sitting in my face, like, oh, pause.
That's crazy. If a Bull was sitting in my face. If
Bull was sitting on my face, I ain't going to be motivated.
Yikes. That's crazy. But no, if a Bull was there, like, screaming at me, I never got motivated to do the gym like that.
Yeah.
That was never my thing. And it made me think about you guys. I thought, like, when we're all going through our little journey right now, like, what's that thing for you guys that's, like, y'all big, like, motivation? Like, because for them guys, it's they need that. They need that guy to be screaming at them, to be, like, really, really in their face saying, like, you a bitch. Like, this your kid. He's my kid now. Like, you're not a good dad. Like, saying all this crazy stuff.
It's my kid now.
Like, right, going crazy about it.
Why would somebody say
that's stolen your child. Nobody pick up the weight.
Nobody wants to just take someone else's kid.
But, like, that's to motivate them. That's my son. This is my kid. I'd rather fucking die. Mm-hmm. I got to send y'all the clip because the boy. I'd rather die. Why would you rather die? Just lift the weight. But nevertheless, like, that's never been my thing. Like, my motivation for me has always been, like, just my body. Mm-hmm. Like, when my motivation is I'll go to the crib and I'll take my shirt off, I'll be like, yuck. Like, that's really what, like, makes me go to the gym.
I feel that, bro.
I only started checking my weight because Benny started doing, like, the check-ins, like, the weight check-ins. For those of y'all who don't know, Benny started texting the group his weight. So, like, it just motivated me to just be like, you know what? I'm going to go to the gym on the scale, step on the gym at the scale, and then text the group, and that'll keep me going.
Yeah.
So, like, this is the first time that I've ever checked my weight. Beforehand, when I was motivated for the gym, whether it was in high school or college, I just go to the nearest bathroom where it's private and just take my shirt off and look in the mirror.
Just cry. And be
like, bitch, I'd rather die! Like, when your nipples is hanging a certain way and your stomach is over, you know, your waist, you're like, yo, I got to change. But my motivation has always been just my body, like physically looking at yourself in the mirror and being like, I got to make a change.
That's what did it for me. I went to the beach with my family, and I was out there in the wilderness.
And somebody was like, yo, there's a whale.
Yeah.
Are you from Scotland?
I go to take a fucking family picture. And I look at the picture. I threw up all over the beach, bro. It was terrifying.
Yeah, Will came out and put his arm around your mom. Come here, Titi Genie.
Yeah, I couldn't believe the picture.
Dang.
I was like, what am I doing, yo?
I feel you, though. Yeah, that was it. For me, it was a similar situation. We had a work event, and I had dressed up real nice. Everybody was giving me compliments on my dress, whatever, like the way that I dressed up. And then we take a pic with, like, my crew, like, my work team. Mm-hmm. And the pic went all around Facebook, and people were, like, commenting how I look nice or whatever. And then I'm looking at myself, and I'm like, yo, what's going on there?
Y'all all lying.
I was like, because I had my arm around my coworker, and, like, it was, like, four or five of us from my team that were taking this pic. And we were all, like, smiling, whatever. And then I just remember, like, I'm engulfing my coworker next to me because I'm so big with my arm around him. I'm like, you can hardly see him. I'm like,
yeah.
I got to lose some weight, man. It just looked bad. Because I was like,
It was a male coworker?
Yeah, my team is all.
So you engulfed him?
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. Did you sit on your face after?
He's sitting in my face. I engulfed him.
Yeah, I engulfed him.
But no, it was drawling, though. I'd rather die. You feel me? But that was the last straw for me. I'm like, bro, I could, like, I dress nice. All the ladies was giving me compliments on my dress game, but it's like, I'm big as shit. Like, I got to lose some weight. Dave, what motivates you to sit at home and not go to the gym?
Oatmeal.
He look at the Quaker box. You see that old white man on the front? I'm doing this for you.
Quaker got your back.
There wasn't no particular thing that kind of motivated me. I think it was just this idea that I wanted to be healthier. It's like a long-term thing for me. It's like living longer, treating my body well, and doing the things that I can control to not contribute to the detriment of my body. So it's like something like alcohol, cigars. Like I used to love cigars.
Cigar boy.
You know, having a beer during an Eagles game or going to a cookout or a party, whatever, and taking shots. That's all fun.
Yeah.
But it don't really do nothing for you. Mm-hmm. So it was like that light bulb went off where I'm like, that's easy to cut out.
Yeah.
Then it's like.
He was like that though. Anywhere we went, that's how they known him, his bar, his cigar.
I think a lot of people.
Beer, cigar, Dave.
Beer, cigar. BC's here.
Beer, cigar is here. What? That sounds so stupid.
Every time you see Dave, you know he got a beer and cigar.
Yeah, he pull out a bass and a cigar at the same time.
Watch out, he's gonna engulf us.
Sit on his face.
Like, I hated going to the bar and sitting on everybody's face when I sat down.
That's fair.
Because of how big I was.
Nueva, yo!
Dave was like, I'm gonna sit in this booth. Where y'all sitting?
But nah, I think when people start some sort of weight loss thing or I'm going to start dieting this, do it, it feels like such a tall task because you make it that in your head when really, I think what has worked for me to lose, 60 plus pounds in the last year and some change is don't make it a big deal. It's just small choices every day.
You lost 60 mm-hmm. pounds in the last year?
Mm-hmm. Like I said,
that's tough, yo.
Shout out.
I'm not new to this.
I wish I had the sound.
I'm not new to this. I'm true to this, dude.
Yeah, but how much did you lose in the last month?
Dev, I got weighted socks on right now, dude.
Let me ask you another.
I'm doing feet ups right now.
Let me ask you another, John, too. Do y'all feel as though your daughter and your son are also a big motivation to that? Or is this more about self for you? You get what I'm saying? Is this more about you telling yourself, like, I want to do this for myself? Or do you look at your kids and you're like, I need to be healthy so when they are running around or when they go do sports, I can be there right with them?
It's both.
Yeah, it is definitely both.
Yeah?
Yeah.
External motivation, internal motivation.
It doesn't lead one way or another for you?
No,
it's both. Because they both serve each other. Mm-hmm. So you look at them and you're like, I want to be around. I want to be able to chase them around, play, and live. Like, I was just telling Benny, she's like close to 40 pounds now. Yo, she's a weighted vest.
She's in her bag.
So.
And she be moving. She's getting tall.
She's fast. She has the speed of a mongoose.
Yeah. They've got the speed of a.
Molasses.
Yeah. Honeysuckle, dude.
So it's that. But then it's also me. Like, I want to be around. I want to be able to run again. I haven't run. I can't remember the last time I ran. For real. Like an actual run. Maybe like 2016. I'm not even lying.
That's crazy that you haven't ran in almost 10 plus
years. Yeah, like sprinted.
Why 2016?
Because I feel like, remember that was when we used to be like playing basketball on the weekends and stuff.
Yeah, before you had your fatal accident.
No, what happened in 2016? That was when I got that chest surgery.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can't find tools for my chest. I can't even have a chest surgery.
You can't have chest surgery, dude. Whatever's in there is in there.
That's it.
It's locked.
Tools just break.
I want to like just be at the best that I can for myself and whatever happens.
I was curious because for my weight loss journey, obviously I'm single. I don't have any kids. So like my motivation, everything comes from me. Like it's not Clay. I'm not like, yo, I want to run with my dog because he don't run either. He be chilling. So I'm like, for me, it's just my personal, like I have to find that motivation. And I wondered if it changes as you get kids and you find, you both have ladies in your lives and stuff like that. Does it change with the ladies and the kids? Or is it always just you? Like, you're just like, I want to motivate myself. I want to do better.
It don't have to be just one or the other. I think find a lot of different ways to motivate yourself. Mm-hmm. My whole thing, and I'll go back to what I said, if anybody's listening and you're trying to figure out like, how can I actually make this happen? It really is in the small decisions. It's not, for some people it works where you make it like this grand thing and you announce to everybody, I'm going to be losing weight. Like, cause you want people to help hold you accountable.
Right.
But for me, it was like, just start making better choices. Yeah. You don't have to add this thing to that meal. You don't have to, you know, eat this heavy at this time. Like, that was another big thing for me, was routine. So I don't really want to have to think too much about food. And it felt like every night was like, what are we going to have for dinner? What new cool thing? It's like, I don't always want to think about that. Sometimes it's just make a piece of chicken breast, and put some broccoli in the air fryer and call it a night.
Yes.
It's food. Food is food. And what's great about that is when you go have something good, it feels more fulfilling. It's like, oh, I went to this restaurant and got this special meal because I haven't had that in a while, where it's like I was going special meals on Wednesday night, you know, just all the time. So it's little things like that, and it adds up. It just starts stacking up.
Yeah, creating new norms, man.
Oatmeal. Shout out to oatmeal.
Yeah, that's true.
The greatest food in the world.
I can't fuck with oatmeal.
Yeah, I'm not really an oatmeal fan either.
Y'all gotta get with it, man.
That's how we lose 60 pounds, Benny. We gotta
Berry Blast.
Yeah, Berry Blast oatmeal is crazy.
No, Berry Blast Ozempic. Ozempic meal.
Just put a little oatmeal in a pot, pour some Ozempic in there, mix it up till it's nice and mushy.
Not accused. I guess accused is the wrong word. People have thought, like a couple of people come up to me like, yo, you got the Zempy? I'm like, nah, bro.
Because you, like, there's some people, well, Benny's, like, genetically, he's always been skinnier. He's recently, you just gotten bigger.
Yeah.
But, like, when we was younger and all that, Benny was never fat. He's as of recent.
True.
With the, you know, with the birth of your son and, you know, you were going through some stuff here or there, you gained some weight. But it's easier
when for you. When you was a kid, you were skinny.
It's easier for
I feel like once he got to teen adulthood, you were regular.
Nah, Benny was skinny.
I was skinny up until my mid-20s. That's when it all started.
Yeah.
But I'm getting back, yo.
But that's what I think is because genetically, his body is already like that. Like, if Benny just chilled, say he didn't do anything, and he just, like, watched what he ate, Benny would lose a lot of weight. Because genetically, his body's just, his metabolism's up. But now that he's actively trying and wearing the sweat vest and being more motivated, it looks crazy to us because we're like, this guy looks like he's dying. But in reality, he's fine. He's just genetically plus the weight loss.
Somebody's dying here, y'all.
He's losing weight.
Yeah, we're surviving. We're thriving. All right?
Yeah.
Ready? Go team.
Go team.
Yeah. Plateau.
Yo, just give it some time, bro. You'll jump right back in.
Exactly. Exactly, Deb.
I will say definitely invest into the sauna suit, though.
I'm getting the cream. I'm getting a sauna suit, weighted durag.
Nipple's going to be mad moist.
I already got the weighted draws. Next episode right here is going to be two wet spots. Just pure sweatage. It's like a faucet.
Yeah, man. And you motivated too because you're training for your next fight, right?
Yeah.
Who you said you rumbling again?
Balrog.
Balrog from Street Fighter, aka 50 Cent versus Dave.
Right.
From Moro. Dave is in his bag right now.
Quite literally.
Quite literally, him and Balrog. They got a fight coming up. He's inspired by what happened last week between Canelo and Crawford. You watched the whole fight, right, Dave?
Yeah. Like I said, we were supposed to, you know, come in and record, but I was sick. But I did get to watch the fight, you know.
How you felt about that, John? Because Bendito couldn't watch the fight. He was too busy losing weight. Right? He was mad skinny. He couldn't even watch the fight with all this. He was wearing the weighted eyelids. He was doing eye ups him. Right? He was mad tired.
Benny, you fell asleep during that, John?
Hell yeah, bro. I was out all day.
Yeah, he said the young boy fell asleep first.
Yeah, I made sure he was cool.
I was talking with Pop about the boxing match, and he was just like, man, these stupid pay-per-views, man, even though it wasn't on pay-per-view, it was on Netflix. But he's like, they just start so late.
They do.
And start. I tried to tell him that, like, they're on West Coast time. So for them, that's like, the fight started at like 9:30, 10 o'clock. So it's normal-ish for them. But for us, it's like midnight.
It was in Vegas, right?
4:30. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That joint was...
But it was like, dude,
it made
get
me,
to it.
It made me think how broke I am. Cause you had this bull who was like the leader of, he was
Mexican.
Mexican number one.
Nah, the bull who was wearing the garb that was sitting in the front that was like the fight promoter.
Oh yes, that's actually all I want to talk about with this thing.
You don't even want to talk about the
was
fight?
How amazing it was that the Saudis were just like, in prime position. First of all,
he could do whatever he wants. I feel like if he wanted to get in the
middle of the stage, yeah, exactly. I thought if he could sit in the middle of the ring and watch it 360 view.
That's great.
And they got to fight around him. It just seemed like he was all powerful. I'm like, who are these people, yo?
Everybody was coming up to him, shaking his hand. Like, everybody.
Firstly,
was-
off rip, before the first fight, Michael Buffer, who is the legend of all legends when it comes to ring announcing and sports, announcer stuff.
Right.
He gets in there. We're live from the blah, 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 Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. He's like, a special thank you to Prince Habugalugalu.
His name wasn't Abuga Boogaloo, dude.
My bad.
His name was
Prince Aoud Bal Sadin.
Prince Balrog.
And I'm like, when do you shout out like a Saudi prince?
Yeah. That's crazy, though. Thank you for your service.
And I'm like, what's going on here? And then the whole night is just all this. And then I come to find out that this Saudi guy was co-sponsoring it with Dana White, I believe, and was kind of trying to, he basically has this goal to like rebuild the brand of boxing. And so he helped promote and put this fight together.
Yeah.
Mad money behind it. And you know, the Saudis got bread.
They do got bread, bro.
And then they had this bull from, the first fight was this bull from Saudi Arabia who never fought in America before. This was his first time. Clearly he was fighting for the prince, for the prince's honor.
Yeah. Turley Alec.
Turkey a la carte.
Turkey a la chic.
His first name is Turkey.
And T-U-R-K-I.
Prince Yerky.
That's crazy. Turkey a la chic.
Yo, you going to let Prince Yerky sit on your face, yo?
It's crazy. For the right price. He cashed me out.
That's crazy.
Yo, so Prince a la Turkey.
Right.
Yeah, he was in his bag. He was
I heard the purse for the fight was Cadello Crawford was $200 million.
Cadello Crawford.
Sent from Modelo's and Crawford.
Cadello Crawford. I heard the purse for Cadello Crawford.
I heard the purse for Cadello Crawford was $200 million, and I heard Cadello got like
150.
150 of it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy Turkey, he said it. He said because they asked him during the first, like one of the first interviews, they was like, "Is Crawford taking home or is Canelo?" He's like, "Canelo is taking more than 100." Dang, some of his brain came out. He that muted his mic.
The whole stew, bro.
That's crazy. Sound like an elephant. That's insane.
Yo,
he gonna pull the tissue out. One of his teeth is gonna be in that jaw. Yo, he blew out. Yo, how much ribosomes is in that snot, man? That's crazy. Canelo Crawford, dude. He out here in his bag. Yo, we gotta wait. We gotta let him get the boogies out. No, we can't. You.
Yo.
Yo, sound like somebody burning rubber outside. That's crazy. You good, Pop? All right, let me just. Are you back?
I'm great. I'm back.
Wow, you sound.
A cannoli is.
Sounds so different. It sounded like the alarm for the purge. That's crazy. All right, nevertheless. Who was we talking about?
No, listen. Anybody who's recovering from any sort of sickness, cold, you know that sometimes it takes like days to just get that gunk out. And when you talk, it all builds up right here. So that's what happened. I just had to let it out.
Yeah, so he said before the fight, he's like, they asked him that the rumors were that Canelo's taking home 100 mil. He was like, Canelo's taking up more than upwards to 100 mil. It's more than 100, not 100. And I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And Crawford, they said Crawford took a less purse just for the fight. So yeah. Canelo took 100, like 150 mil. Crawford only took like 10 mil. And he probably got, you know, from winning the fight, he got more money and stuff like that. But
yeah, he's going to get a bunch of sponsorships.
And he was piecing him up crazy. He was piecing him up.
Yo, I would fucking 100 mil.
Sock me.
Right.
I'll be in that ring. Yeah, sock me.
Yo, he made more money in that fight than what 90% of people are going to see in their lifetime.
Yeah, that's crazy. A lot of stars was in the building. I saw like Dave Chappelle was there.
A lot of fighters. Jason Statham
was there.
You know what makes me laugh? This is just a trope of fights in general. Bro, when they always go to a fighter and it's always like the same five fucking things that they do.
Yeah.
They go to the fighter. It'd be the one fighter that don't even look at the camera. He acting like the camera not there. Like, the camera's pointing right here. Uh-huh. Like, that'd be the other fighter who start boxing into the camera.
Oh, you talking about in the crowd?
Yeah, in the crowd. They'd be like, this is a Canelo and Crawford fight. And he's like, the one boxer put his fist up to the camera.
Then they do the number one.
Put a fist up to the camera, John. The other boy act like he caught off guard. Like, you know the fucking camera right there? Big ass camera in your face. You try to act like you don't know.
And then the one that just don't want to engage at all.
Yeah.
Dark glasses looking up at the Jumbotron.
It'd be the same five. They all do the same five things. I would run away if the
jump into the ring.
like Prince Turkey, he was in that joint on his back. He jumped into the ring.
I would be sitting upside down, inverted, so that when they cut to me, it's my legs.
I think we're kicking his legs. Like
his toe put up the number one.
He said my legs be like this. Shadow boxing with my legs is crazy. Lots of celebrities in the building tonight. David Cruz from the Cruise Control Show. My legs is like throwing shadow punches.
You put up the one toe.
They cut to Devin Cruz from the Cruise Control. It's just a sign that says lethargy with 10,000 fingers around it. And clean glasses.
It's just my haircut, but not me. My haircut and my clean glasses.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy, yo.
Yo, shadow leg boxing is crazy, man. Let's all blow our noses. I muted my mic though.
Did not save anything, bro.
So, but we in the stew.
Sounded like a ship.
Titanic was about to leave.
A ship horn. All aboard.
Oh man.
That was a good one, Betty. Oh my God. But yeah, man, the fight was cool. Crawford handled his business with Canelo. And it was just interesting to see, like, that was the first big fight in a while, I feel like. You know, all these other big fights are like cash grab Johns. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the Rock is going to fight, you know, Jake Paul for cash. Like, it just be the most random people trying to fight each other. And the celebrity boxing matches and all this bullshit. Like, that was actually two fighters, like two really good boxers going at it in the ring. And it was good to see it, man, because they both knew how to fight, and it was good to just see good boxing instead of watching nonsense. Because guess who's the next fight? The next fight is Floyd Mayweather versus Mike Tyson. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, that's...
After that, it's Jake Paul versus Tank Davis, a 6'3 guy versus a 5'5 dude. Why are we putting this together? Like, who made this shit? Like, it don't make sense. It's just a cash grab. Everything now is for cash. So even though this one...
Like, and then after that, they got Alex versus Kai Cenat.
Battle for custody.
Poppy Legs versus Kai Cenat.
What's the Maury John? That they be like, this is...
Paternity test?
Yeah, paternity John. Alex start running away. Why would Alex fight Kai Cenat? On a can of Pepsi.
Then it's Dev versus Big B.
Nah, that's my boy.
Yeah, but we got to see who's going to take the throne.
Of what?
McGillicuddy's. The McGillicuddy's belt.
Then it's Dave versus the establishment because he's not losing the weight.
Dave versus that tissue.
Boom, boom, boom. That would be my walk-up music.
Yo.
Yo, listen. let me end on this question.
Go ahead.
What would be your walk-up music if you was a boxer?
And that's been the Cruise Control episode. You said, let me end on that question.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even answer.
And that has been the Cruise Control. Episode 151. We ended on that question.
That's what Canelo walked out to.
And it was mad Mexican boys with gourds and stuff there. Me no see it, me not. I'm like, this music is trash.
It's easy, y'all.
Play some hip hop, man. They had Canelo, they had a Crawford walk out to some Mexican music too. I'm like, you know, he don't know none of these words. I'm like, tell Crawford to walk out to anything else but that. It's been the Cruise Control episode 151. Are we answering the question? My walkout music? Let me see.
That was just my way of allowing you to play the outro song, Dad.
I'm walking out to.
Because who cares what Benny's walking out to? He's going to have a whole weighted everything.
weighted walkout song.
Weighted boxing gloves, weighted mouthpiece, weighted robe.
That's crazy.
Me, that, I'm not walking.
Yeah, David's going to have a one of those carts that they give the ladies at the grocery store.
Yeah, put me in a rickshaw.
And a rascal. What's it called? They call them rascals.
The grocery cart thing?
Yeah. I think they're called rascals.
Oh, no.
Blow your nose again.
Mm-mm, I might have to sneeze.
Oh, snap.
I'm about to get sent out the stew if he sneezes.
But before...
He gonna put a hole through the
before we dip, Dev. I just gotta say this to the people. Follow us. Follow us at the Cruise Control Show. Uh-huh. All one word. On Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube. When you go on YouTube, go to the little icon up at the top that got just a blank person. As I shadowbox my way out of this episode. Dad, pull up a song.
I got you.
Go on YouTube. Go up to the little icon that has a little just white blank man. Create a profile if you don't already. First thing you look up is the Cruise Control Show and subscribe. If you end up being our 100th follower, I'm going to come sit on your face personally, dude.
That's tough.
That's me playing the bass right there.
That's why I played the song.
We love y'all. We hope you have a great week. Blow your nose. Peel your webo back in the shower. Your peepee is my peepee. I'm my brother's peepee keeper. Who we got going on the outro, Dad?
This is Tame Impala. Loser.
Tamale Impala. Shout out to Prince Turkey.
Shout out to
Cabello and Camila Cabello. Everybody have a berry blast on Zempic. Bye bye.
In the line. I'm a treasure.
I fuck with Tame Impala so much, bro.
Oh, shit.